morning, continuing Hilchos Tefillah, who's straight now to Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah is a very big topic on its own, and we're going to touch upon only a few things. We're not going to have time to go into everything, the Birkas HaTorah, the sugyas that have to do with Birkas HaTorah. So we'll start today with the understanding, really, what we'll try to achieve today is understand what exactly we mean when we say Birkas HaTorah in the morning. What we're referring to, and what we're trying to accomplish, according to the different shittas in the Rishonim. We will start, as you pointed out, we're going to be starting, number one is towards the bottom of the page, and at the top of the page, number one in the sheets. The Sefer Mitzvahs LaRambam has, in the end of Mitzvahs Esa, Mitzvahs Lois Esa, the Ramban wrote a commentary on the Rambam. The Rambam wrote a sefer with all the mitzvahs that you have. That's 613 mitzvahs. Came the Ramban and said, hey, he first of all had a few comments throughout the sefer of mitzvahs, but then afterwards he wrote, the Rambam, there's some mitzvahs you missed. Some mitzvahs you should have counted, but you didn't. And that's called the Shichachas Ha'esim. The mitzvahs essay that the Rambam forgot, according to Ramban, or the shechichas of Lois Esim. The mitzvahs Lois Esim the Rambam forgot. So the Ramban starts, watch in mitzvah Tezvav, the 15th mitzvah that the Rambam forgot, so to speak, according to the Ramban. Says the Ramban, what is it? Shenitztavenu lo yidois l'shmoi yizbara b'chol eish shenikro b'toyro. We are supposed to thank Hashem every time we read the Torah, we learn Torah. Allah toiva agdoila shosalanu, the good things he did to us, peti toy torasoy eleinu. Give me a Torah. Vadianu amasimarzuin farav, shabayan and chalbim chayalim abo. We have to say thank you to Hashem with a bracha for giving us the Torah. That's what he says. Now I'm not going to read the whole Ramban. The Ramban refers to a Gemara that we have a number two in the bottom of the page. The Gemara brachas. The Gemara brachas says, all my view, I mean, you're starting two dots at the first line. All my view, do me nine libika samozin la charem in a toy. How do you have to do bika samozin after you eat? Shenema vachalto vesovato verachto. Do a broch after you eat? Me nine libika satoy lefaneo min a toy. How do you have to do a broch before you learn? Shenema kishema shemekro avugoydu lelokeno. So the Gemara is bringing a pasuk to teach you that you must do a broch before you learn toy. Says the Ramban, that's a mitzvah. End the Ramban, I'm going to see the last line, which you just learned the first line now. See the last line. The last line is, if you look, basically one line before the end. Don't say it's part of the Torah, mitzvah of reading Torah. Bikurim, you have two mitzvahs. You have to bring Bikurim, and you have to say the Parshas Bikurim. Another example, you eat Pesach, you say Hakadosh Pesach, two different mitzvahs. So when you learn Torah, and then you read out loud the thank you to Hashem, a bracha. That bracha is a mitzvah on its own. So says the Ramban, why didn't the Rambam mention this mitzvah? The Ramban says with a question. The Megillas Esther, who was a commentary on the Ramban, writes there, he tries to answer usually with the Ramban asks the Ramban, they explain why did the Ramban did not mention, what's the reason? And then this mitzvah, the Megillas Esther says, the Ramban is Lechoran, right? Look at the Megillas Esther. Nearly, right below, number three, Kedivrei Ramban Soitkim B'zeh Amokom. The Ramban is right. Says maybe the pshat is the Ramban holds that the pasuk that we're bringing is not there, right? Says they're Rabbanan. Amram Alav Lavirayo. How does Rambam know that? The Gemara just tells us a pasuk. You have to say it. So it's a deraisa. It's coming from the Torah. So why doesn't he mention it? That's the question of the Ramban with the Megillas Esther on the Rambam. Comes the Kriya Sefer, the Mabit, and he answers, he brings, if you look at the number four, bottom right side of your page, Birkas HaTorah Fonem Mina Torah, it's from the Torah. Shenema Kishema Shemeh Kovah Goyde Lokeinu, Ula Rambam Sheinu Moina Oiso Mitzvah Vnei Atzai. The Rambam does not mention as a mitzvah. Near the Michlal Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. It's part of learning Torah. It's also to say a bracha. That's what the Kriya Sefer says. Again, the Ramban suggests this answer in the end that we just read. But he rejected it, saying you can't say it's part of the bracha, because Bikur Bikurim, you don't say the bracha is part of it. Like a Kodesh HaPesach is not part of the Pesach. So why is Brikas HaTorah not part of the Torah? So that's where Ramban actually brought it. So what we'll try to understand today, try to answer the Ramban. Why does the Ramban learn that Brikas HaTorah is not a mitzvah on its own, if he holds it the Raisa, assuming he holds the Raisa, like the Kriya Sefer says, some want to say that the Ramban holds the Rabbanim. That's what I want to say. And really, the first Mishnah Berurah in this Siman discusses, is Birkas HaTorah Deraisa or Derabanan? And what's the big nafkamina? If it's Deraisa or Derabanan? If you forgot, you're not sure. You are not sure if you said the bracha or not. You say it again or not. So many places, we just saw the Ramban and the Kriya Sefer and others say it's Deraisa, and therefore you should repeat it again. So concludes the Shagas Aryeh. Says at least one of the brachas, Sher Bocher Bon, which is the main brachas, we'll see in a second. If you forgot.
Have in mind Avasarlan.
Right, Avasarlan is another solution, which we'll get to Beis Hashem next week. But in this case, we're talking about, is it Deraisa Derabanan? Most hold it's Deraisa. The Rambam, the Kriya Sefer holds Deraisa. The question, if it's Deraisa, why isn't it mentioned as a mitzvah? And hopefully by learning this, we'll understand really how to retreat the Birkas HaTorah. Maybe that'll explain why you don't mention it as a mitzvah. Let's go now to the top of the page and go into the Gemara that tells us about the bracha. And the Gemara starts with something very interesting. The Gemara tells us something that for us seems to be simple, that we don't know for what do you need Birkas HaTorah, for which part of Torah. So the Gemara has in the Hava Amina, the first understanding, that maybe for Birkas HaTorah you don't need to say for every part of Torah. Let's see. Says the Gemara, we're ending with in the end of the first line, that you're down base and brachas. You do break a satoya when you learn Torah. Torah mamish, learn a chumish. But if you learn a medrash, the way the darsh in the psukim, then you don't have to say break a satoya. No, I disagree. I have to do break a satoya for chumish and for medrash. You don't have to do on mishnah. Shnai, you don't have to break a satoya. So the Gemara says, no, last sheet, that's your Paschal Halacha, you do Birkas HaTorah for everything. For Chumash, for Medrash, and for Mishnah and Gemara. Every part of Torah requires Birkas HaTorah before you learn. Many times it was in front of Rav, Litnir Pirkin, Besifer de Birav, he wanted to teach us, Sifer Birav, Pash the Gemara learns as the Gemara, have a Magdi Bekamashi, Yodot, he washed his hands, Uborich, Umatan Pirkin, he said the Brocha. You see, you do Brocha for every part of Torah. Okay, so that's the first part of the Gemara. You have to do Brocha on every part of Torah. Mai Mevorich, which Brocha does he do? So now the Gemara tells us what we do every morning. Omar Yudam Shmuel, Shagi Shano, Mimit Svoy, Sovet, Sivon, Allah, Soik, Bidivri, Torah. First bracha. One, let's start, I'll call it the preview to the bracha. Pirkei Messiah and Barachi. Pirkei ends that bracha with the following words. The Ari of Noah Hashem, Lakir, Zir, Tos, Chavifinu, Fier, Sam, Chol, Beis, Yisrael, Vechulei, the bracha that we know that we say in the morning. Skipping a few lines, because this is the end of the bracha. Nuno Amma, Shabachar, Mikol, Amin, Venosol, Nostar, Asai, Bucha, Tashem, Noisan, Atayu. This last one is the best bracha. So say all of them. So the Gemara says basically three parts. You have the part of Shekishon Mimitzoyis Yitzivonu, last week with Divrei Torah. Then you have Ve'arivno. Dam Hashem, make the Torah sweet in our mouth. As the Mefarshim pointed out over here, the place came. The person should have Kavano to enjoy Torah. The Torah should be, you know, his life. To have the sweetness and connection to Torah. And then you have another bracha, Asher Bracha Banu Mikol HaAmim, because Baruch Hu chose us from all nations and gave us the Torah. That's what the Gemara says.
It's two separate things. It says, the point Munona said it's Zil Mu'ul of Asher Barachas, Asher Bracha Banu.
Yep.
And then, is he saying Hilkach Mimim
Makulu? No, the Gemara concludes. Well, everybody says we should say all of them. Now, big discussion that we share in the Gemara, and it's Nagiyat to us, so we'll see soon out of Kamina Lalacha. How many brachas do we say? The brachas that the Gemara told us, that you say all of them, are there two brachas or three brachas? The Gemara's lashon that we have says, when we say the second bracha, Rabbi Yochanan misayim bo hachi. He ended the first bracha with Har Evna. Mashma, it's only one bracha. Just, we start the bracha, Shabbat Shabbat, that was the first man, the Amar. Came the second one and said, by the way, we should finish that bracha, and conclude it by saying the Har Evna. And then you have another bracha. So, or the first two, one, and then you have a second bracha, or the first two, two separate brachas. Rashi learns it's one bracha. Oh, that's what we get. That's Aluf Kirin Halacha. Rashi says, look at Rashi, number 6. Misayim Barachi, Deboi Psicha, Beboruch, Chasim, Beboruch. Rashi says one big bracha. You have to start with the bracha and with the bracha. That's what Rashi learns. Same as Shittas Atayse throughout Shas. Tayse brings in three different places. And one place, the most place is Tayse and Suvis. Tayse says, Varmin Utam, Pray account the brachas, Kabirka Satori, Chasim, Beboruch, Misayim Barachi, Ve'arevna. The vav, the bracha akazi. It's one bracha. They have two brachas. They have tzuch liftach a baruch. This goes into Yilchus brachas. You should say baruch again. The fact you don't say baruch again means it's one big bracha. That's what he says. And then he ends. He says that he should really say not in the last line of the Gemara. Instead of saying lememru lekulu, should say lememru letarvayu, which means say both brachas. So Rashi and Tosis learn that what is it? How many brachas? Two. Okay? The Rambam learns, no, it's three brachas. If you look at the Rambam, number 8, says the Rambam, in Alocha Yud, Pregzai Alocha Yud, in Yichus Tfilo, Hamashkim Likus Batoyu Kodim Shehikro Kriya Shema, Bein Kora Batoyu Shmachtav, Bein Kora Batoyu Shrape, Noitel Yodov Tchilo, he washes his hand, Mivorech, Shalosh brachas, three brachas. And then he goes, and he Alocha Yudav says the same thing, three brachas. The Rambam learns three brachas. The Rif, if you look,
just, the sheet in the first bracha too.
What?
It says, "Al divrei Torah."
Right. There's another good source. We're not going to get into that today, which is a good point. The Rif, if you look at number 11, I'm going to skip a second to the Rif. The Rif who quotes the Gemara, and he brings the Gemara, he brings the different sheetahs. If you look at the second line of the Rif, he says, Rabbi Yochanan Omar doesn't say, as our Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Misayim Bo. Rabbi Yochanan ends the first bracha with V'Arev. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ha'av Na Shem Elokeinu. The Rif is Mashma, it's the second bracha, like the Rambam. So we have two sheetahs over here in the Rishonim. Is it three brachas, or is it two brachas? Why do we need so many brachas? Why do you say three or two? What's the reason? So Rabbeinu Yoino, on the Rif, it's the number 10 on your page, in the middle of the page. So he tries to explain it. So he says like this. Ukeneged elu shloisha brachas titkilu ma'a b'ekas shalosh inyonim. Right after we say b'ekas atayro, we say three things. What do we say? Yevarecha Hashem yishvarecha. It's a pasuk. We say elu dvarim shalem shir. It's a mishnah. And then we say, he says a little different. We'll get to that in a second. He'd go, El Shabrachas, Kilo Malbush, Shalim, Mikro, then a Pash, Kurbanis. Not what we say. We'll get to that. Umishna Dainu Zimikoyman. Umidush Dainu Abishwa Loim. So says the Rabbi Yoino, we say, we're Makbid in the morning to say a Pasuk, to say a Mishnah, and to say a Medrash. Because these are the three parts of Torah. The Gemara said you have to say Brachon. Ubigas Yabanu Shimula, the Mikro, because I have the Mishnah, because they return the Medrash. And here comes the beginning of the Chiddush. You know why you say three brachas? Because you have three parts of Torah you're saying a bracha for. Say a bracha for Pasuk, for the drasha, the midrash of the Chachamim, and then the Mishnah, which seems to include the Gemara as well. Three brachas on different parts of Torah. Now, what about the one who says only two? So the Beni continues. He says only two brachas. I'm skipping a few lines. He goes into the sheet of Taisis. And he says towards the end, "Sheinim l'shtei brachas v'ayv sar brachas v'shoini." So, and that's the two brachas. So says the Ben Yoyin, why? Ha'achas keneged Torah shebichtav v'achas keneged Torah shebaalpe. So Ben Yoyin learns each bracha goes different parts of Torah. The first three brachas are three different parts of Torah. The second two brachas are, our Ben Yoyin says two brachas, two parts of Torah, Torah shebichtav, Torah shebaalpe. So that's the machlokes that Ben Yoyin know. To explain the machlokes, you know, you're saying brachas different parts of Torah. If you look in Baal Amor, the Marakotan you see in the right, in the middle of number 11, he brings also Bini Yaino. If you look in the second part of the Mor, says, that's what he says. Also three brachas. Similar to Bini Yaino. Comes the Raven and says, wait, you say three brachas, three parts of Torah? Why? So yes, I'm not going to go because he's going to start asking questions going two and three. But the Raven also in the second paragraph says, let's start with the end of the last line in the first paragraph. V'oid, atu kol inyan toru lav inyan echodu. Toru is one thing. V'lama tzur brochi kol echod v'echod? V'oid, tzur brochi kol echod kein shosh mitzvah zivorech v'ikav v'echad metzir klav brochi l'brochas. So the Raven, I don't understand. You make three brochas or three parts of Toru? So first of all, why do you need for three parts of Toru? Toru is one thing. Whatever it is, you do a bracha for it. And also, you should do every bracha. You should say stop and say what belongs to that bracha. Bracha for mikra, say mikra. Bracha for mishta, say mishta. Bracha for talmud, say talmud. For medrash, say medrash. Why are you combining them all together? So says the Raven, I disagree. That's not the reason you're saying brachas because different parts of Torah. El avaloyoma papa el mishud nemisapkele de'ay minar yikar. I'm not sure which bracha is the main bracha. You have three brachas, but which one is it? So I bracha levatola. The lake is bigger bracha. So the answer is because it's a bracha, it's a special thing, so you can say it. So really, the Ravid says, and the mashmos of the Ravid is, the really old is only two brachas. I'm not going to go now to the Duke, that's what he says it. He says, why do we say it? I just don't know which one to say. So I say both. So Rabbi Yehuda said, you say brachas for each part of Torah. Says the Ravid, why? It's one big Torah, just say one bracha. So the Ravid says, why do you say two brachas? Because he says, hold two. You don't know which one to do, you do both. I bracha l'atala. He says, it's a mu'ul share bracha, so we'll say it. It doesn't really end. It's a very special bracha that we are allowed to say it. The Bach, number 12, says another sheet of the Achrayim say, why do you say two brachas? The Bach says it, also the Pri Yeshua says it. The Nishma Sodom says, and many say the same idea. The Bach said the following. Number 12, towards the left side of the page, the bracha is on a mitzvah. I have a mitzvah. The same we say, until it's a dime. Save the mitzvah of a lulav. You do a mitzvah on what? You do a mitzvah on bracha. And then he says, I'm going to skip a little bit. Now he goes the last few lines of the Bach. Aval bracha zu ashniya. What's the second bracha? Einu ki moido v'shvach amasher nasanu terosok lechem dosoi. So the Bach says what many achrayim say. There's two brachas. One bracha is because of mitzvahs. You do a mitzvah. The second bracha is what? Shvach moido. He's saying thank you to Hashem for giving us the thing. That's what the Bach learns and many other achrayim too. The interesting thing, the Rishayim don't mention that. So I saw someone bring that note. The Rishayim never mentioned these two types of brachas. Do you have mitzvah and shvach in one thing? The Levush says another reason. The Levush, if you look at the Levush Siman Zayin Tzivov, he brings down, I'm not going to read it inside, but basically we have a he'ora that the Bishayim says, it brings the name of the Rajbo, a question. Why don't we say a bracha after learning Torah? The same way we say a bracha when we read the Torah, when we go to the Torah, we do aliyah, say a bracha at the beginning, say a bracha in the end. So why do you say a bracha when we finish the entire? Oh, so the Rajma says, very good. Says, Rabbi, you never finish. Never finish. Says the Levush, you're right. You never finish, because you always have to learn that day. But next day, you have to start again. Right, that's why we say a bracha every morning. So when you get to the next day, then you're done. Says the Levush, that's why you have two brachas. One bracha is to finish yesterday's. We say, thank you so much for what you gave us. So beautiful. It should be sweet in our mouth. That's yesterday's limud. And the bracha of today is the next bracha. If you look at the Levush inside, just to see one line, he says, good question, maybe because you can think of learning when you're going to bed. And you can sleep about it. You can think about when you dream. You can dream about learning. Right? We always wish to learn Torah from when we sleep. Maybe. For hearers, because it's hearer. Maybe he's going to get up in the middle of the night and he's going to have something to learn in. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe he says until the morning, it doesn't end. What happens if you get some in the middle of the night and want to learn? So it says the following. It says, if you look at the Levush, we nearly say at time nakhlo magin shlo mevorach im cholbog ye shtey brachas al tero, two brachas, kne shtey achas nech shas ze brachah khoyne lim mit shlom dat one. What is the last brach of yesterday? Shlo yechol levorach koyde mekhad shish min time. Tashina vefse, get to sleep. And that's one. And the other brachah is the next brachah. Says the Levush asks, the Lechur should be the opposite order. Shabbat Rabbanu should be on the yesterdays. Thank you Hashem for he gave me us the Torah. And then for today we do Shabbat Shanu. Says you're right. We should have really done it in the opposite order. Because of Shabbat Rabbanu, it's a special bracha. The Gemara says, we let that be the first bracha of the day. So we start with the bracha, which the language of the bracha sounds really that refers to today, but we're really referring it to yesterday. That's the first bracha. Second bracha is for later. So that's what Levush is bringing. All I'm bringing over here is there's many reasons why we have two brachas. Many reasons. Either because Tosh Bechtah, Tosh Alpeh, same bracha and two, or because you don't know what to do, says the Ravitz, I say both. And one of them is a special bracha, so I say it even though maybe it's a bracha levatalo. Or like the back, that I'm saying because of mitzvahs, and then because of shvach. Or like the Levush, I'm saying a bracha on yesterday, a bracha on today. That all explains two. What happens if you hold three brachas, like the Rambam? There's only one explanation that we find, that I found, in the Mefarshim, that say why you have three brachas. And that's the Rini Yoni we learned. That you're saying a bracha of each part of Torah. And on that we have the question of the Ravid. Why should you say a bracha in each part of Torah? Why shouldn't you have a bracha, one bracha? It's one big Torah. Why you say bracha for each thing? It's a bracha for us that we have to learn Torah. It's a bracha on us. So why do we divide it? That's the question on the Rav and the Rambam.
Could have been a combination also.
Of what?
Of what you just went through the first time. In other words,
these two plus
three could be oral, written, and yesterday and today.
Yeah, so it's a combination of both. It's hard to say. Hard to say it's two different things. But nobody else brings it. Meaning, once I heard of a mitzvah pshetel, the kid got up. I think it's a pshat that his grandfather told him. He said, oh, there's three brachas of Birkas HaTorah. Why the three brachas? Oh, simple. One is Birkas HaMitzvahs. What, like the Bach says. One is Birkas HaShvach. And one is Birkas HaNanim. Really, there is a sheet that's Birkas HaNanim Levush. And that's it. Simple. That's what it is. And what the big surprise is, nobody says that. And everybody, like this whole page, is struggling to understand why we have three brachas. And then it comes, that's a simple thing. So maybe, but nobody says that. We found written why you have three brachas, Rabbi Yoina, that says you say a bracha on each part of Torah, and the question of the Rav on it is, why do you say a bracha on each part of Torah? So again, what we're holding right now is that the we have two parts of the Rambam. Rambam says, doesn't mention it as a mitzvah on its own. Question of the Ramban, why not? You have the Rambam that says it's three brachas. Why do you do three brachas? Rabbi Yoina, you say bracha on the different parts of Torah. Why didn't you break into different parts of Torah? So that's what we're holding right now. Now, before we continue on to another part here, is really just to mention that the difference between three brachas and two brachas is, do you say the word, the vav? Do you say, ve'arevno? Ve'arevno means one big bracha. Ha'arevno means a second bracha. The Torah brings, v'yesh loyma, it's at number 14. In the top, v'yesh loyma, ve'arevno be'vav, ki bracha achasi. Because it's one bracha. And that's what he says. Says the Tur Nafkemino, Shiloh et ha-bracha riyadzah et ha-bracha riyadzah et ein lanus omen ha-chalas v'tur. That's why you don't say omen. That's what we mock with today. You don't say omen after the first bracha. Kos de bis Yosef, and he says, V'liyan maise, Niru loyma v'arav im vav, you say with vav, regardless of how you hold. Shiloh divarim ishi bracha, asim chisra vav, amavsi b'em tzabracha. Without a vav, you can't stop. Says, say vav. What do you can say vav? Whoever holds this one bracha, you have to say vav. The other bracha, the other mandarma, it's not a problem to say vav. So say vav. And that's a paskat Shulchan Aruch. If you look at number 16, says Shulchan Aruch, oyma ve'arevna ima vav. The Rama says, yesh oyim beloy vav echen nagu. Some don't say the vav. Ava yoyse toyma loyimar bevav. Better to say with vav. The Mugnev Ram brings the name of the Arizal, that he holds those three separate brachas like the Rambam, and he used to say amen in each one. So that's just a loch lemaisin of Kamino. For three or two, do you say V'arev? Do you say Amen? We're knowing to be mad. Do we say V'arev? We're knowing not to say Amen in the middle. But the Arizal, the Minig Arizal is, yes, to say Amen. There's another discussion I wanted to get into, you referred to, which combines everything together. And that is the Bishyasef in the top, number 18, brings the discussion, do women say a bracha, a Birkas HaTorah? Do women say Birkas HaTorah? Says the Bishyasef, they do the biggest Torah. They don't have to learn Torah. They don't have to learn Torah. The woman says that someone who teaches his daughter Torah, it's very bad. So first of all, you can't teach your daughter Gemara. But to teach Chumash, you're allowed to teach her. Number one. That's number one. And then he says, the culture can going down the bottom line of the says also women have to learn their Torah. They have to learn, they have to know what to do. So therefore you say because of Torah. So he brings basically two main reasons why Noshe is because of Torah. Either because they can learn Torah Shabbatav, or because they have to learn. That's what says the Bishayis. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch brings Noshim Vokas because the Torah says, see if you're down on Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Vilna Gaon, he says, no. That's not a reason for Noshim Vokas because the Torah. That's not a reason. So why do, and we'll see in a second inside why. Why, what's the reason says the Gaon to say because the Torah? Just because if they want to say brachas, they can say brachas. Do women have to do lulav? No, they don't have to. If they want to, they could. We pass can yes. They could do Torah if they want to as well, even though they don't have to. Look at the Goyen. Nashim, Ayin Magravam Shemahagur, the Divrem Tchui Mekampani, we don't like the answer. There's no Indian to learn Torah to groomen. There's no mitzvah. Hechto Ravitzivonu, Venosanlonu, because we'll give us Torah. Elaikos says the Goyen, up here, my Kosu Toy says, Shah Poiskin, the Nashim, Mevokas, the Kolmitz, the Shazman Gromo. Woman can do Broch, and Mitzvah Shazman Gromo. And therefore they can do it. So what does the Goyen say? The reason they can say a bracha because of Torah is because they can take upon themselves brachas they're not obligated to do. Now we learned this many times here. But that's all according to Shita, our Shita. The Ramah, the way we pass it. But what does the Rambam hold? Can women take upon themselves brachas that they're not obligated to do? The Rambam, the Bishayis of all, they can't. They hold that a woman cannot say a bracha on lulav, and a bracha woman cannot say a bracha on sukkah, because they're not obligated to do it. They can't say a bracha on shofar, because they're not obligated to do it, even though they want to do it. They can do the ma'aseh mitzvah, but they can't do a bracha. So now we have, the Rambam doesn't mention anywhere, the woman don't say because of Torah. And all the Rishayim say, the woman say because of Torah. So the Rambam also agrees to that. So now we have another question on the Rambam. After we asked on the Rambam, why is Birkas HaTorah not a mitzvah? And after we asked on the Rambam, why do you have three brachas Birkas HaTorah? I don't understand that. Now the third question is, why do women say Birkas HaTorah? How the Shulchan Aruch passes, usually Shulchan Aruch goes to the Rambam, women say Birkas HaTorah, why do they say Birkas HaTorah? If we don't agree with the answer of the Bishayisif that says that it is because they have some Torah they have to learn, like the Goren asks. Comes Reb Chaim Soloveitchik and says a Gevaldik had an answer. There's a Briskarov brings him in the end of Yichus Brochus. I have it over here on the left. He says the following. Number 20, the last footnote for today. Says the Reb Chaim, he says like this. What are we saying in Birkas HaTorah? What are we benching? Are we saying a bracha for the fact that we're doing a mitzvah of learning Torah? Then you have a problem. Women don't have to do a mitzvah. And you have several other issues. Says Reb Chaim, no. Birkas HaTorah is not a bracha for doing the mitzvah of Torah. Birkas HaTorah is on the Torah itself. Saying to Hashem, I'm doing a bracha that I have a Torah. Not a bracha that I have a mitzvah to learn Torah. Of course I have a mitzvah to learn Torah. But I'm saying a bracha on the fact that I have Torah mamish, because we'll give us Torah. Look at the Lashon Reb Chaim. It's in the left side, number 20. Think for actual the notion of focus because of Torah, we put it on top of Torah. Why do you say it? We tell Kosher Das Rambam, Dal Mitzvah Shanoshim Turis and Yushas of Oichalem, How do you say bracha? Fishamati Piamoy Biscroft is quoting his father. Chaim. Hagoyin Chosit to Kalosh Homa. Tabrikas Atoyin a bracha kium a mitzvah Shtamotoy. That's like a bracha on the mitzvah. Like to deem the answer the Toyra boy bracha. Dafinu Rebrachas. Mikoya the Chishama Shabeko. Toyra has with it a bracha. Can ain't a din shechla mitzvah klal. The Toyra answer to a bracha. Venochim Shipturis like a mitzvah Tamotoy. Women don't have a mitzvah to learn Toyra. Well, they knew, of course, but it's about Chetzah Shul Talmud Torah. But they have Torah. Do you want to give Torah to Am Yisrael? The women get have the Torah? Yes. They don't have a mitzvah to learn Torah. But did they receive Torah? Were they on Mount Sinai? Of course they were. For Limud Ma'bechal Talmud Torah. When they learned Torah. For Shafir Shlavach Limud Ma'kvad Deloy Asir Azim Mekorach Lata Tekiyah Mitzvah Klal. You're not doing a bracha for doing a mitzvah. You're doing a bracha for having a Torah. You're not doing a bracha on the Gavro who's doing the mitzvah. You're doing right in the Chetzah that have Torah.
The women have
the Torah, of course. They don't have a mitzvah to learn Torah. Ah, so why do you do bracha when you learn Torah? Not for learning. Not for the act of learning. They're doing a bracha for the fact that they have the Torah. For all the Lord says it's for all the other things.
What about a
Sheikh Hisham with the Torah? Good question. According to the Rebbe Chaim, whether the Sheikh Hisham is the last Torah. That's a good point. There is ways to answer it, but it's a good question. Let's leave it as a question for now.
That's why the Rambam has a different
That's how Reb Chaim says the Rambam. And according to that, now look how the Rambam comes understood. Says the Rambam, that's why women, the Rambam bring it to Shulchan Aruch, that the women say a bracha. So that's what Reb Chaim says beforehand. They say a bracha because they have shekhes to Torah. You're not saying a bracha on the mitzvah of Torah, or you say a bracha on the fact that you have Torah. Number one. Number two. The Rambam learns that there's three brachas. We quote Rabbi Yoino. Rabbi says, why you have three brachas? Because you do three and three parts of Torah. On Mikra, on Medrash, on Mishnah. Says the Rabbi, why do you see bracha on each part? You have one mitzvah to learn. What's the matter which part are you learning? But according to Rabbi Chaim, you're not doing a mitzvah, or you're not doing a bracha on the mitzvah. You're doing a bracha on the actual Torah. So now it makes a lot of sense. You're doing a bracha of each part of Torah that you have. We have the Torah, we have the Medrash, we have the Mishnah. Different parts. That's why we have a bracha in each one. Because I'm not doing bracha on the mitzvah. There's one mitzvah. But the bracha is what we have. That's something else. So that answers the second question. And now the first question we ask the Rambam, why does the Rambam mention as a bracha for Yatzvah? So we see, what did the Ramban say? The Ramban said, why do we have a bracha? L'shabech l'Hashem, he gave us the Torah. Thank you, Hashem, he gave us the Torah. That's what Ramban says. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, doesn't say we're doing a bracha to say thank you to Hashem, they have a Torah. We're doing a bracha on the Torah itself. So one can argue and say the Rambam learns this is part of, like Kriya Sefer said in the beginning of the Shir, it is part of Torah. Hi, it's part of the mitzvah of Torah. We have a mitzvah to learn Torah. Why do we have a mitzvah to learn Torah? Because it's part of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah means we have Torah. So we say brachas on Torah. We learn the Torah. The Rambam holds, so to speak, we're not dealing so much with the mitzvah of Torah, of learning Torah. We're dealing with the Torah itself. So you have, what our mitzvah is, deal with the Torah. Deal with the Torah means learn the Torah. Say the bracha of the Torah. Have the Torah. Acquire the Torah. Be part of the Torah. That's what the Rambam will say. Now, again, what came to the Rambam and said, Rambam suggested this answer and rejected it because what? He says, what about Mikra Bikurim? What about Godesh Pesach? So the answer is no, there, the bracha is on something else. You have a bring Bikurim to a mitzvah, and then you have a bracha on it. You do Korban Pesach, then you have a bracha on it. Here, I'm not doing the bracha on the mitzvah of learning Torah. I'm doing a bracha on the fact that I have it. And it could be also the mitzvah of learning Torah is also part of having it. According to the Rambam, the whole aspect is the Torah itself. So it comes out, according to that, that basically we have two main shittas in the Mishnayim over here. One shitta learns we are doing a bracha on the fact of a mitzvah to learn Torah. And you could say not toilet. You could argue in different ways, but just to combine it together, put it also in one piece. Most of the Rishayim, these Rishayim hold, it's only two brachas. You have two brachas. Why do you have two brachas? So you could say that it's two parts of Torah. But there are many other answers explain why you have two brachas. You have two brachas because I'm not sure which is the main bracha. You have two brachas because one is because of mitzvahs and one is because of shvach. You have two mitzvah brachas because we were saying bracha on yesterday's learning, same bracha on today's learning. It's all because really we're doing a bracha on learning Torah. So then they have two brachas. There's another reason why they have a second bracha. The Rambam learns it's three brachas. And three brachas means what? Why are you doing three brachas? The only explanation that we have is because you're not doing a bracha on the mitzvah, you're doing a bracha on the Torah itself. That's what you have in mind. That's why women do it according to the Rambam. That's why you have three, and that's why it's not meaning a mitzvah on its own. And that really will become nafkamina ma'isa. So first of all, we have nafkamina, as we mentioned before. Do you say amen after the first bracha? And do you say the ha'aruv the vav? We do have a vav. Most people don't say amen after the first bracha. Meaning there are reasons to say amen after the first bracha. That's number one. But number two is also, and more importantly maybe, is how do we approach when you say a bracha? What are you saying over here? So if you, according to many Rishonim, you do your bracha to do the mitzvah of Limud Torah. And you have two brachas over here. According to the Rambam, it's a bracha in the different parts of Torah that we have. And if you have three brachas, so you basically tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you Hashem, or Mishabech Kadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that we have different parts of Torah, each part of Torah has its own bracha. So that's a good preview to Birkas Torah. We'll continue Beis Hashem next week regarding a half second Birkas Torah. What happens when you go to sleep in the middle? What happens in the night? What happens to the Havah Rabbah, what you mentioned before? And all these kind of things.
That's the bottom line. Is that bracha and also bracha also prevention? Those two, are they not, we consider them Midoraisa or not?
Right. So Bashra from everybody, that's all, that all of them are because they're Raisa. Even though the Shakis Arya says that when your person forgets, he should repeat only a Shabbat Chabon. Which is Ul Shabbat Brachas. Like you Yaitza with that, even though maybe everything is Deraisa. Maybe. I'm saying it.